Hello, my name is Barry Betts, the ICFLA Virtual Education Director and your host for today's health class. Today is Wednesday, April 6, 2016, and we warmly welcome everyone to our teleclass entitled Transformational Questions, From What to Who, with Fran Fisher, MCC. So a little bit about today's teleclass. Transformation is caused by shift in perception. The most effective way to facilitate your client and experience a transformational shift is to go from what's inside to outside. So today we're going to look at the nature of the questions, from what to who, which facilitates the client in raising their awareness of the relationship, and the issue around learning more about themselves, gaining greater access to their innate qualities and strengths, empowering beliefs, core values, and their greatness. And as we know as coaches, it's really fantastic to bring up the greatness. Now, a little bit about Fran. I've known Fran for close to 20 years. I met her way back when in coach training. She's a master certified coach. She's recognized internationally as a pioneer of coaching. Like, so she's been doing it so long. Woo-hoo, Fran. She's published author and international speaker. Fran serves on the founding ICF Executive Board and was responsible for developing credentialing programs for aspiring coaches in training schools. Fran was the first executive director of the Association for Coach Training Organizations, that's the ACTO. She's currently serving as ICF credentialing advisor. And Fran coaches individuals, small businesses, and owners and executives, and has collaborated work teams. Her passion and specialties in training and coaching and mentoring and being as amazing experienced coaches. So Fran, so great to have you on today, and I'm going to turn it over to you. Welcome.
Thank you, Barry. I'm delighted to be here. Hello to my colleagues who are here on the call. Welcome.
Wow. That almost sounds like an opening like you want to hear everybody. So I'm going to open the line. You're going to say it again. I'm going to open the lines, and we're going to hear a bunch of people say hi back. So go ahead and say it again.
Hello, my colleagues. Welcome.
Hi, Fran.
Okay, that was complete mass pandemonium of hundreds of people from all around the world. Thank you all for playing.
Oh, and thank you for being here, my friends and colleagues. I'm appreciating that we are collaborating on a mission to have a transformational impact in the world, right? Right.
You know, we are. I'm true because we have a small technical problem possibly, so I need help from Elspeth. I'm hearing squeaking on your line. Are you hearing that also, Elspeth, or not?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Squeaking
so, Fran,
on my line?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. Yeah, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I think we're going to have you hang up and call back because it's really like a fish squeaking, a barking seal. So why don't you do that?
Oh. Okay.
And we'll just put you right in. And while we're waiting for that, we're going to do a little dancing in the moment because she was squeaky. Oh my gosh. So, Elspeth, what can we talk about who and what questions that will get people engaged for another half minute when Fran dials back?
Well, to me, what comes up with a who question, first of all, who are we as coaches? Who are we as coaches? And how do we see coaching a person? Are we coaching the who of them, or are we coaching the issue? And quite a distinction between the two.
Oh, very good. Very good. So while we're waiting for Fran to dial back, she'll be back in one moment. Press one of your keypad if you have a comment or a thought you want to add about that, because Fran will be back just in a sec, and we'll hear from one or two people in the participant pool here in the audience. Press one of your keypad if you have something you want to share about the who or the what.
So what about you, Barry? Any comment from you?
Yeah, you know, the what often is about the doing, I think. Like, what are you going to do? What's the list? How do you get there? And the who is more about, I think, the being. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. In other words, hey, who Mary. Do you need to be to get there?
Good. Yeah, we have you back, Fran. We were just doing a little dance in the moment talking about who and what. So welcome back. Let's see you here. How you sound?
Thank you. I'm testing. Am I squeaking?
Oh, you're much better. You know, the barking seal went back to the pier in San Francisco, so you sound great. Thank you for taking that moment, and thanks, everybody, for your flexibility. Okay, you're good. Please continue.
Okay. All right. Well, let's dive in. Speaking of seals, so let's dive in. We're talking about having a transformational impact today, and where I want to start is my definition of coaching. And many of you on this call are already familiar with this definition. Ready? Coaching is the sacred space of unconditional love, where learning, growth, and transformation naturally occur. Coaching is the sacred space of unconditional love, where learning, growth, and transformation naturally occur. So press 1 if you'd like to share briefly, what does this idea of transformation mean to you? Who would like to share?
And that's pressing 1. It's pressing 1 just reminding participants that pressing 1 on your telephone keypad or the device you use to dial in, and we'll bring you the mic. And while they're thinking about that, just ask them the question again. What does it mean to them about transformation?
What does the idea of transformation mean to you?
Okay. With hundreds of people, somebody is just about to press 1 on their keypad, I'll bet.
This is a stumper. Well, Barry, let's move forward, okay? Because
sure.
I heard a piece of what you were sharing earlier, which were my take precisely. So transformation for me is about a shift in perspective. So the client shifts their perspective of their circumstances or their relationship to their issue. Oftentimes this is from a victim mentality or mindset to self-empowerment. And so for the benefit of this conversation today, when I say the most effective way to experience transformation is from the inside out, what I mean is that the inside is the who you are, and the outside is the what, the circumstances. So your powerful
good guess on my part.
Good guess on your part. Your powerful questions may start with the word what. But what I'm pointing to is that your question is designed to engage the who of the client versus the what of the issue. So we're going to take a deeper dive on this conversation, but before we go any further, if you're taking notes, just know that I'll be offering you a detailed 15-page handout and the information on how to obtain that at the end of our conversation today. So all this content will be available for you in a handout. All right, so let's move forward.
Thank you so much. One quick question. We do have one other hand up. Did you want to take that now also?
Okay, let's take that hand.
Yeah. Hi, Patricia. Or Patrice. I'm not sure how you pronounce it.
No, it's fine. Fran, hello?
Hello, Patrice.
Yeah, hi.
I think she answered my question there when she was talking about transformation, so I don't have anything further to add except, you know, maybe taking the problems or barriers or issues that we feel are blocking us, looking at them directly, honestly, identifying them, and then shifting perspective, releasing the energy, blocked energy around that, transforming to greater clarity, empowerment, more getting in touch with who we really are at our core being. That's my view of transformation.
Beautifully stated, Patrice. Thank you. Thanks for speaking up. you. All right.
Thanks, Patrice.
So a really good place to start homing in on this this approach from what to who is right at ICF core competency number 2, establishing the coaching agreement. So as you begin your conversation, focus on this who principle. Coach the client's relationship to their issue versus coaching their issue. Coach the who of the client versus the what, which would be the issue. So I'm going to outline 5 key elements of establishing the coaching agreement that will help you gain greater mastery of shifting from the what to the who. I'm going to list those 5 key elements, and then we're going to go on to explore each one of these more in depth. Number 1 is the client's focus or topic. Number 2, their ideal outcome. Number 3, what's their motivation for achieving that outcome? Number 4, establishing a measure for success. And number 5, at the end of the conversation, checking in on that measure for success. So let's move forward and explore each one of these more in depth. So key number 1 is that focus, the client's presenting topic or issue. And there's 2 aspects at the stage, the focus stage. There's 2 aspects to this. Number 1 is taking the client deeper, exploring for the issue underneath the issue. What is the real issue, the deeper issue? I would wager that everyone on this call will agree with me that typically the presenting issue is not usually the underlying, the real one. So we want to explore what's important for the client to want to address this topic today. That's one way to approach going deeper. The second aspect at this stage is exploring for specificity, chunking it down, if needed, from a broad focus to a more specific focus, or in the case of a client who presents, they have several things going on and they've brought them all, 2 or 3 or 4 or maybe 5 topics that they bring to the table. So inviting them to make a choice on a priority focus for the conversation today. And what I like to assure my client at that point is you don't have to give up any of these. We're prioritizing right now, and we can address these also. Which one would be most important for you right now? So that helps the client get more clarity and focus. I'm going to share some examples now around at the focus stage. So let's pretend that our client comes to the conversation and says, here's what's going on for me. I am uncertain about what to do about something. So a what approach would be that I respond by saying, okay, tell me what you're uncertain about. Now what typically happens in response to a tell me what you're uncertain about is I get the client's story. And this tends to keep the conversation at the surface level. Tends to. I'm not saying it's always the case. But compare this to the who approach, which would be exploring the client's relationship to her focus. So I might ask, what does uncertainty feel like? How do you want to feel? How is this uncertainty serving you right now? Or we might even get a little more creative. What is a metaphor for this uncertainty right now? So contrasting the what approach to the who approach. We're going to move from key focus to key outcome right now. And what I want to share with you that as an ICF assessor and as a coaching mentor, I often hear coaches confuse focus and outcome. So here's the distinction. The focus is the client's presenting topic or issue. An outcome is a goal for the conversation. Two of you are clarifying and aligning on a goal that you're in partnership moving toward achieving. So a good transition from focus to outcome could sound like this. Given what you've shared so far, what would you like to accomplish as an ideal outcome today? So let's pretend with this pretend client that we've shifted to the outcome, key number two. This is clarifying what the client wants to accomplish in the conversation. So together now, we're going to clarify and align on a statement of their ideal outcome. Now we're going to have a goal for the conversation that's going to provide each of us clarity and clearer direction. And this ties directly to establishing the coaching agreement, the PCC marker, number one, which says, quote, coach helps the client identify or reconfirm what he or she wants to accomplish in the session. So here's some examples. Let's assume that I've asked the outcome question. What, and our client, I asked the focus question, and our client says, I want to be I'm uncertain about what to do, okay? And then I ask the client, what do you want as an outcome for today? And the client says, I want to be clear about making a decision. Now, the what approach, responding to, let's say I asked that question about what are you uncertain about, and I get the client's story. And I respond to her story by asking, what ideas do you have for what to do? Or what's in the way of making your decision? This would be more in the what zone. Responding to the client's story, I'm asking questions that are more in the problem-solving mode. Let's see what might be different for a who approach here. So my client has said, uncertain, want to be clear about making a decision, and I might start out by reflecting, you want to be clear about making a decision, right? And the client says yes. And then I say, I noticed your energy shifted when you said those words. What did you notice? Or what are you feeling when you said those words? See, I'm staying in the who zone, staying connected to responding to who the client is being in the moment. This ties directly to the coaching presence competency about being completely present and a connected observer. It's covered in your PCC marker, number three, which says, quote, coach notices and explores energy shifts in the client. Okay, now, maybe the client's energy didn't shift, but the point in comparing the what to the who approach is I'm staying more with exploring who the client is being and what her relationship is to the outcome that she wants. So let's take a quick pause and see if anyone has a burning question. Number one on your keypad.
Okay, one on your keypad, and that will help. Okay, we're going to go to Renee. Hi, Renee.
Hi there. I just wanted to say that I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing, Fran. This is Renee, so I'm wondering if you could maybe speak up just a bit.
Okay, will do. Thank you, Renee. Thanks for the feedback.
You know, I got an email from, hold on just one sec. I got an email from somebody else that said cutting out. So let's just find out for a minute. Is it Jeff? If press 1, if you're hearing just, I want to do a technical check. Press 1 on keypad if you're hearing just Fran's phone cutting up. If it's just Fran's, press 2 if you're hearing just Barry's. Press 3 if you're hearing just Elspeth. Press 4 if you're hearing one or two or more people's cutting out. Okay, it's mostly Fran. So, well, now we're getting a lot of different ones. Oh, my gosh. We're just going to check the system here for a sec. Hang on a sec, Fran. We just got to take care of these things here. Okay. So here's what I'm going to tell you. If you dialed in through Webphone, Webphone seems to be having some challenges. I've noticed that. So if you dialed in through a regular phone, it's not as much. So if you dialed in through Webphone and you're having problems, I would recommend either hanging up and dialing back, or if you can dial back through a regular phone, that would help. That's number one. Number two, if you're still having tons and tons of problems, just hang up and dial back. The third piece might be something on your phone, Fran. Elspeth, how is Fran sounding for you?
She seems clear to me. I'm on a regular phone. That might make the difference.
That's fine. It's a small percentage. I mean, if all the hands up all together is 10% of the whole thing, all of them. So I think that will solve it. Okay, thank you so much for that little technical piece. Now let's go back to Fran here. Did you want to call on somebody else, Fran, or did you want to go forward?
We're going to go forward. Thanks, Barry.
Thank you.
Appreciate you at the controls. Okay, so key number 3. These are all under establishing the coaching agreement, remember? So we've got the client's focus. We've delved a little deeper to what they want for an ideal outcome. So now we're going to explore for the client's motivation. And just know that these don't have to be the sequential like this. I'm taking them on sequentially for the benefit of the presentation. But you might go to motivation first and start exploring. So what do I mean by motivation? Let's learn what's important to the client about achieving their ideal outcome. This helps you and the client discover what's underlying their desire to achieve this outcome. This helps you understand their relationship to their desired outcome at a much deeper level. And again, this ties to establishing the coaching agreement, a PCC marker number 3 that says, coach explores what is important or meaningful to the client about what he or she wants to accomplish in the session. So again, I have examples for you. So remember, our client said her ideal outcome that she wants is to be clear about making a decision. So my what approach might be, what's the upside or the downside of making this decision? When was the time you made a wrong decision? What did you do? These are questions that are problem-solving mode, more to the what, more on the surface level. If we want to go deeper with the client to the who zone, we could ask questions like, what's important to you about being clear? How will your life be different when you are clear? What deep desire will be fulfilled when you have that? Or what will being clear look like or feel like? Or what will being clear bring you? So many questions. Let's imagine that you're crystal clear. How will your life be different? You know, these are questions that are more in the who zone. So let's imagine, again, that our pretend client responds with this line of questioning. And she says, well, what's important to me about being clear is I'm going to feel more on purpose in my life. So our imaginary client now has moved deeper from wanting to be certain about making a particular decision to now she's in touch with, she wants to feel more on purpose in her life as her desired outcome. And I suggest that we have now touched on the underlying, the real issue, desire. Okay? So now that's what we have to work with. She wants to feel more on purpose. So key number 4, establishing a measure for success. In other words, where is she now in relationship to her desired outcome? Now you'll both have an understanding and a way to measure her progress throughout the conversation. And by the end of the conversation, you'll be celebrating her progress. This will empower her with greater self-awareness and learning more about herself. So here's a what approach example. Well, as an ICF assessor, I can tell you that measuring for success often gets missed entirely, often gets just stepped over. Or if the coach does make an attempt to measure success, they don't tie it to the desired outcome. And this is the key, folks. The key is tie that measure success to the desired outcome. So the who approach would sound like, how on purpose do you feel now in your life? We could scale this objectively with a 1 to 10 or a 1 to 100%, or this particular client may prefer a more subjective scaling, like, well, you know, right now my chest is really tight, or I'm clenching my jaw, or, you know, something like that. And how do you want to be feeling by the end of this conversation? I want to be breathing freely and having a sense of being completely freed up. So, you know, subjective or objective, we have a baseline and we have something to shoot for. And so away we go, diving in to the coaching, helping this client to achieve her desired outcome. And then at the end of the conversation, we check in. Check in on that desired outcome. And here's something else I hear a lot in exam recordings. Did you get what you wanted? Okay, it's a check-in, but not as powerful as a who approach, which would sound more like at the beginning of the conversation, you wanted to feel more on purpose in your life, and you were at a 5 out of 10. Where are you now? She says where she is now. Maybe 6, maybe 10, whatever. And I like to go a step further here and ask, and what do you attribute that movement to? Let's take a deeper dive and support our client in learning more about her her success factors and her process and her progress. All right, so let's review very quickly the who approach, coaching the client's relationship to her issue, 5 elements. Topic or focus, desired outcome, motivation for the outcome, measure for success, checking in on that measure for success at the end of the conversation. And remember, your motivational questioning doesn't have to come sequentially. It could come at anywhere and even more than once throughout the process of this conversation.